When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, my friends. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host with the most hair, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, to check me out on Drive Today. What a show that is. 4 p.m. today. Darren Benton alongside proper co-host.
No.
Cole Frampton's on the show today.
Don't care.
Why? Oh, by the way, it's Jason Cundy.
Yeah, hello, mate.
Are you all right, fun
hello,
boy?
Mate. Hello, mate. It's Jason Cundy. Hello, mate.
How are you?
I'm all right, Stinks. How are you?
Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too. Get on with it.
It's good to see you.
Too.
Where do you want to begin today, Jason?
Has anyone... Oh, Sheffield United stinks.
Yeah, that was 2 days ago, though.
Has anyone... What day is it?
Today's Wednesday.
Has anyone seen Sheffield Wednesday?
Has anyone seen Tuesday?
Yeah, there we go.
What do we begin with, Jason?
Okay, we begin with the Champions League. Harry Kane's Bayern München are through the quarterfinals after beating Lazio. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Bayern Munich 3, Lazio 0 at full time. If Bayern are to end the season trophy-less, it really won't be because of Kane. It'll be because they're not that good by their own standards this season. But they were more than good enough to see off the ninth best team from Italy tonight. It took them time to break down a resolute Lazio defence. Kane opening the scoring 5 minutes before the break with a header, his 50th European club goal, before Thomas Müller, still showing everyone else in Bayern red the standards required, heading in from a Matthijs de Ligt thumping volley in first half stoppage time. Lazio were second best throughout, but offered even less in the second half, and Kane doubled up 20 minutes after the break after Leroy Sané's shot was pushed out to him 6 yards out. They are in the last eight. Bayern 3, Lazio 0 on the night. 3-1 on aggregate.
TalkSport Daily.
Paolo is a Juventus fan. All right, Paolo?
All right, Paolo.
You all right, lads? How you doing? You all right?
All right, Paolo.
Is your name really Paolo? Because you don't sound like you're from Italy.
Yes, obviously family background Italian, but I was born and raised in Milton Keynes, so...
All right. You speak Italian?
I'm a Juventus fan. I don't have an English team. Right. What I was saying, like, obviously, I want Harry Kane to win the Champions League. I think I'm literally the only person in England that believes this, right. And I know you two are definitely not going to agree. Right. But for me, I don't think Harry Kane is a world class player yet, unless he wins that Champions League.
That's absolute rubbish.
I mean,
so you've got to win something to be considered world class.
I mean, for me, Harry Kane, like, let's look. I know, Jamie, I know you're probably, like, looking, thinking, what is he on about? But look, Champions League, where was Harry Kane? Should he have played that Champions League final? No, he wasn't fully fit. Lucas Moura scored a hat-trick game before, bench him, change him for Kane.
That's Kane's his fault.
Nowhere to be seen.
World fault.
England, like, against France. He missed that second penalty. If you're a world-class player, you're scoring that penalty. Would Ronaldo have missed that?
Ronaldo's missed a penalty in the Champions League final.
Would Del Piero have... Like,
you saying Del Piero scored every penalty in a big game?
No, but look what Del Piero's done in his career.
That's not World Cup, Champions League.
He's a world-class striker.
I don't doubt that. What you're saying is he should score... To be world-class, you can't miss a penalty.
I'm not saying that's not what I said. No, I'm saying what my point is, we cannot consider Harry Kane. He's done phenomenal in the Premier League.
Paolo, mate,
we can't say he's world-class. He's not won a trophy.
What do you mean? He's nearly scored 40 goals for Bayern Munich in his first season. What are you on about?
There's that little bit more that he just if he wins that Champions League, he's a world-class player.
That's rubbish, Paolo. What about if he won the Carabao? What about if he won the Carabao Cup when he was at Spurs?
No, that's not a Ugandan consider.
I'm just wondering.
See, look at Luis Suarez for Liverpool.
Yeah,
but did he
win the Champions?
Compare Suarez and Kane as on the same league.
I think you can.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the Championship action. And Enzo Maresca's Leicester, the league leaders, of course, and their trip to Sunderland. Is it Sunderland? Do you say Sunderland? There's a reason I'm asking. What do you say?
Sunderland.
Right. But you say Disneyland, don't you? You don't say Disneyland.
Disneyland.
Oh, you do say Disneyland.
Disneyland,
oh,
yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, Garth's been another one. Finland.
Okay.
Nice, well. Greenland.
Yeah.
Wonderland.
What about Poundland?
Poundland.
But not Poundland?
Not Poundland.
Okay,
Poundland.
Fair enough.
Poundland.
Well, the game has finished. It's Sunderland 0, Leicester City 1, separated by that Jamie Vardy goal on 30 minutes. It was Dewsbury Hall with a free kick. And then it was Wout Faes with a header, which was saved by Anthony Patterson. Didn't really clear it far enough, and Jamie Vardy headed the ball into the back of the net. That was the only goal of the game. Sunderland came out in the second half with a lot more vigour, and they really should have got themselves level with an equalising goal because of their performance. But that big opportunity at the end of the game, Sonny Sing-Hill, who will manage in the Premier League, I think, Adrian, at the weekend, had a big call to make, and I'm not quite sure he's got that one right. Look, we know there's no VAR in the Championship, but that was a huge call, and it was huge, no doubt, for Leicester City, who've lost their last three league games, but they do pick up all 3 points. Sunderland 0, Leicester City 1.
Daniel James still has it. Gets inside the area! Leeds United hit the front, and Daniel James gets his 11th goal of the season. Leeds 1, Stoke 0.
The Ipswich players, some sink to their knees, some are just hugging each other. They have used up Dean Ashton, an enormous amount of energy and also emotion in winning this tonight. Promoted from League One last season, Adrian, do not rule out automatic promotion for Ipswich Town to the Premier League in 6 weeks' time. Finished here, Ipswich 3, Bristol City 2.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Arsenal cruised to a seventh successive Premier League win as they put as they put six past a dreadful Sheffield United side. Oh, it's awful. It's almost like you were defending for them, Jay.
Stinks.
Yeah?
Don't go there.
Okay.
I've got bad memories of Sheffield United.
What happened?
I got beat 6-0 there.
Did you?
Yeah. I was at fault for three. Possibly four. Maybe five. Who knows? Former Palace floppy hair owner and moaner, Simon Floppyhead Jordan, may have changed his mind as to where the title may be headed to at the end of the season.
The interesting thing for Arsenal is that if the results go their way this weekend, let's say the two guys at the top cancel themselves out with a draw, and Arsenal do to Brentford, which I expect them to do, Arsenal go into a three-week Premier League break in terms of fixtures, top of the league. And I think if they go top of the league, I think they could win the league. This time round, you will see the emotional intelligence and the change of direction, the signings of Declan Rice and people like that, and the overall resolve inside the side. I think if they hit the top of the league at a time where their destiny is being controlled by them, they will not make the same mistakes.
So
I know they've got to play City.
Yeah.
And I think this league will come down to who doesn't slip, because games, I think everyone will beat the sides around them. I think when they play one another, that will be the slippage. And Arsenal can take advantage of that slippage by going top of the league. My gut feel tells me that Man City will win the Premier League and the Champions League. But there's a part of me that looks at it and goes, if these two cancel one another out on the weekend,
yeah,
on Sunday, and Arsenal do their job, they go into a break top of the league, and I do not think they'll make the same mistakes they made last year.
Now, episode 63 of Talk Boxing with Simon Jordan and Spencer Oliver is live now on the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel. Have you checked it out, Jay?
I have, Stinks.
Well, do you like it?
Yeah.
What's your out of the 63 episodes, which is your favourite?
I've not watched it.
Have you not?
No, I've not. No. I lied.
No, me neither. No. Anyway, this week, the boys begin the show by looking ahead to this Friday night between Anthony Joshua and Francis Ngannou. What a dust-up that could be.
It is a dust-up, Stinks. I heard you and Benji talking about it. And Ngannou, how can anyone knock him down? It's like trying to knock down the Shard.
Brilliant. I can't understand why they've not asked you on the TalkSport Boxing YouTube.
What are you trying to take the Shard on?
Pardon? I've taken you up the Shard, though,
haven't I? You have taken me up the Shard. Very.
Did you like it? You know why I took you up the Shard? Because about a week earlier, I don't know if you remember, you took me up the Oxo Tower.
I did, yeah.
So I thought I'd return the favour. Very nice food up there. Me too.
Oh, it's lovely.
We should do it again, Jay.
Besides, I know the spectre that he's dangerous and he can take a shot and we've seen what he can do.
Yeah.
But in this fight, given that everybody now knows what they're facing, and unless we're going to see an exponential improvement in Ngannou, we know what we're going to get.
Yeah.
We think we know what we've got with Anthony Joshua now, and that you guys are making a case for him having the pilot light back on again, and he's burning and he's ready to go. Can you make a case for Ngannou to win?
100%.
You can?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. There's an argument there to be had that, you know, if Anthony Joshua tactically gets it wrong and he gets too greedy and he stays there too long and lets the shots go, and Ngannou's great at punching when his opponent's punching, that makes him dangerous.
But that's about Anthony, isn't it?
Yeah.
If Anthony does the things the right way, you don't make a case for Ngannou to win this fight, do you?
No, Joshua has to tactically get it right. But what I'm saying is that he's got to hold that together for 10 rounds. Ngannou is dangerous, you know, dangerous for
which he has done previously.
Absolutely, but you can't not make a case for Ngannou winning the fight by KO.
And don't forget to watch along with AJ and Ngannou with the Fight Night team on Friday night from 9 p.m. on the TalkSport Boxing YouTube channel.
On now to a bit of... You know that one?
Yeah, I mean, I love that show, Stinks.
Go on,
great, great show. Bullseye, loved it. When Bully come out, he went, this stuff come out of his nose.
No, when Bullseye. Cricket. No, don't remember it. Anyway, England batsman Johnny Bairstow.
What do you think his nickname was, Stinks, in the changeroom? What do you think his nickname was?
Laid.
Is it Bears?
Laid. Johnny Stowing. Laid Bairstow.
Oh, no,
you know his brother, didn't you? Tony Walthamstow. Anyway, he's been speaking to TalkSport ahead of the fifth and final test against India, with every ball live and exclusive on TalkSport 2 from tomorrow. It's also Jay's 100th test match.
Oh, well played.
And JB said it's a boy a dream come true.
It is still just another game, but it's special to become part of a club with some amazing cricketers that have played 100 test matches. It's something that... as a boy, you look up to those guys. You want to try and emulate and look to have done that. It's something that is part and parcel of for the family. It's something that's for all the people that have helped along the way.
TalkSport Daily.
And now back to Simon Floppyhead Jordan giving the Sheffield United manager, oh, poor old Chrissy Wilder, both barrels.
I do think it's pathetic. I think you need to have some substance and some backbone. And he's building a ready-made excuse in there now. I'll play the kids. Oh, right, OK. So the senior pros can't cope with it. So what you're going to do is expose the kids to it now, are you? Oh, that'll be helpful in their development, won't it? So when they start getting smashed, his idea is that you get around this by not making players be accountable and having substance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry... In any other walk of life, whether I like Chris Wilder or I don't, this guy should be getting the sack. The performances are poor. I'm telling you now, I don't care how disenfranchised you were. And I was disenfranchised in 2004 when we got promoted. But when we got promoted to the Premier League, I was re-energised. That owner was walking around like, woe is me. You've got the keys to the safe by getting into the Premier League.
Just getting up.
So he sets the blueprint. Then ultimately Sheffield United have gone up. They were competitive and they were compact for a period of time. And now they're just a joke. And I feel sorry for their fans because their fans are... Sheffield United was a club that whenever we played them was a team under Warnock that I always felt that if you could beat Sheffield United, you had something about you. And when we did eventually beat them at Bramall Lane once upon a time, we got promoted that season. And there was always this feeling of Sheffield United were a club of substance. Right now, they're a little bit of embarrassment to themselves. Their players, their managers saying that they're broken and can't overcome adversity, I think is pathetic.
TalkSport Daily.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Right, time now to check in with the West Ham first team assistant to the first team coach, Kevin Nolan. Mm. He was on a proper show yesterday, Drive Time, Andy Goldstein's Drive. Mm. He was waxing. Oh, turn it over, is it? Lyrical, my mistake. Yeah. About Lucas Paqueta, no one really knows. Jay, no one really knows. How do you pronounce Lucas Paqueta's surname?
I'm just going to go with Lucas Stinks.
That's his first name, though.
Oh, right, OK. What are you after?
His surname, Jay. It's the one that rhymes with We Buy Any Car.
Any car? Any car Stinks?
Yeah.
Jaguar?
No, it doesn't rhyme with any...
Fiat?
No.
Oh, I've got it.
No.
Skoda?
No.
Yeah. You said any car Stinks?
Yeah.
Okay. I've got it. Poor Shaw.
Just play the tape.
He's unbelievable. Some of the things he does in training, and you know, we've recently just got a table tennis in the training ground, and he is. I mean, the way he plays, and he does all spins, and the lads are loving it. There's like there's darts going on now. There's tennis, so there's a real good camaraderie bringing them all together. He's never shying away. He's always joking. Him and Emerson are like twins. If you see Emerson, you know that Lucas is right next to him, and they play like that. And I think that's why you see that sort of connection on the field. You know, when you watch them together, they just know where to be. You know, some of the stuff what he does is remarkable on a day-to-day basis, but then he can take it into a game, and he's so strong. But not only that, he works so tirelessly too on the pitch. You know, when you watch him, you know, he never sulks. He gets after people. He wants to do it, and he's a fantastic talent.
Thanks for listening on the Talksport, wherever you get your podcast. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today. Well, I was going to say, if you fancy, I'll take you up a shot now.
Tonight and tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I don't think I can do that twice.
Why not? You're not hungry?
I don't think I'll be handling these things. I'm back on the sports bar. There'll be another one of these Talksport Daily Podlingtons out first thing in the morning. So make sure you hit this 5-star review, all the buttons, hit them all, keep hitting until your fists are sore.
I'll take you on my motorbike, so make sure you bring your helmet.
I'll bring you some, Steve. I'll polish it.
This has been Talksport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.